but I was thinking about how would you say that you had to carry it anyway? I mean, what would be the word that you would use for having
it? I would say toting.
Toting it. Yeah. What's a turtle-like animal that lives on land? What's a turtle that lives on the land?
Well, he gets a turtle
that
lives on land.
Yeah.
No,
tarpon.
Tarpon.
And
well, there's tarpon and turtle, too, ain't
you? Yeah, well, what do you call, is turtle live in water?
Yes,
well, both of them stay in water, that's one.
And, I see.
He's in a shell, but he ain't got no door. A tarpon has got a door.
That's right.
Tarpon catch up his door, and the turtle has to have his head sticking out all the time. They eat turtles, and no people
yeah.
Don't come down here.
You don't like turtles? It's like fish, isn't it? what do you call the parts of a cow? You know, the inside of a cow that sometimes people wash off and fry up and salt and eat. Insides of a cow.
Chitlin.
That's what I've always heard. What do you call the center of the egg?
Well, I call the outer egg. I don't know.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body? What's this?
Well, I reckon that'd be called his breast,
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed thing made of wood that floats in water and that you it has oars in it? What do you call that?
It's a boat.
All right. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
I call them pillowcases.
All right. Sometimes, you put on beads and you put them around your neck. And they're all lined up together. What do you call that? A what of beads?
Beads?
One right after another. They're all.
I just call them beads.
You call them a. Is it a.
Necklace?
Well, all right. What do you call you call it a string of beads or a pair
of
beads?
We call them a pair of beads or a string of beads or some gold necklace,
Mm-hmm. what do you call it when somebody in a fight, and the two men in a fight say, and one of them beats the other one up just real badly? You say that one has really something out of the, what's he done to the other one?
Sure, it had to beat him up or send him up.
Do you have a term for it, like? What about wallop? Do you ever use that term, or whip, or what?
A whipped.
Whipped.
Yeah, I see people whipping horses.
But never seen anybody whip another person.
No, I've seen young kids whipping.
Okay.
Never seen no grown people whipping.
What do you call the back part of legs when somebody squats
back
down?
Back of your leg, I call it.
Was kneeling down like this, what would you call this part?
Back of your leg, you call it tell me.
All right. What do you call a real stingy person? Person that won't spend any money at all.
Well, I call them kind of griping. I don't know what other people
are. Griping?
Yeah. Too griping to eat enough. Too stingy to eat enough.
What do you call it when a person is dressed in real funny looking clothes or in, wearing things that just don't go together, or like he was out in the field, dressed up in his best Sunday go to meeting clothes? What would you say?
Well, I just say he thinks he's a dude.
What do you call it when somebody puts on their good clothes and gets ready to go out, and live it up or go to a social or something like that? What do you call it when they're dressing up?
I just call it dressing for
something. Just what, to dress up or?
Yeah, they
dress. What about primp up?
Yeah, I call it dressing, but don't know how to ever print. I think powder and
paint. What do you call it when